Watcher. It's Mike Wynn, it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz, and it's Killing Me Softly with his song. It took Donald Brown quite a while to reach the piano, in time that is, not physically. He started out on drums, then the trumpet, where he won a number of awards for his playing, then baritone sax, and eventually, whilst at Memphis State University on a music scholarship, the piano. This June 88 New York recording is of his trio, Charlotte Moffett bass and Alan Dawson drums, with Steve Nelson on vibes, making it a quartet on half of the numbers. So I chose a solo piano piece, and the only one on this Evidence label album, Killing Me Softly with his song. Jimmy Dutcher's back. Thank you. There are two entirely separate recording sessions on this Hep Jazz CD, a Feb 2003 one of a mid to large size band, and the session we've just heard in April 79 in Edinburgh. The resultant album is called The Anglo-American Scottish Connection, and that was a Dutcher original, the slow bluesy 12-10-12. In 1951, Jimmy left the Johnny Dankworth Seven to become the principal trumpet soloist in the Jack Parnell Orchestra. Then the nine-piece Ronnie Scott Band formed out of the Parnell ranks. Jimmy left Ronnie in August 54 to join the BBC Show Band, then the Tony Crombie Band, back to Ronnie Scott again, where they rather oddly toured the US with a Chuck Berry Fats Domino rock and roll show. Dutcher was in the Tubby Hayes Quintet in 62, joined the Francie Boland Kenny Clarke Orchestra for 7 years. Eventually, he led his own band, which at last leads us to this recording with Gary Cox tenor, Johnny Patrick electric piano, Dick Linnane on bass, and his old boss, Jack Parnell, drums. From Scotland to Germany, and an all-star lineup. Thank you. Promoter and impresario and piano player, I should add, George Wein put together this Giants of Jazz tour in 71. World tour, in fact, Europe, Japan and Australia. This sextet did two world tours together, consecutive years, 71 and 72, in total some 50 concerts. This gig in Berlin was November the 5th, Bonfire Night, in 71. And oddly, this recording wasn't released for 17 years. We heard the Johnny Mercer Hoagie Carmichael classic, Everything Happens to Me. And now the lineup. Just listen to this. Dizzy Gillespie, trumpet, Sonny Stitt, alto and tenor, Kai Winding, trombone, Thelonious Monk, piano, Al McKibben on bass, Art Blakey, drums. Can you imagine seeing all of those big names together? We'll leap forward now to 2012.
Thank you.
Brad Meldow Trio, December 2012, at the Avatar Studios, New York, for the Nonesuch label, a subsidiary of the mighty Warner Brothers Entertainment Group. Meldow piano, Larry Grenadier bass, Jeff Ballard drums. Some of this album was recorded May 2014, but not that Lennon-McCartney gem, And I Love Her. And I faded that out halfway through. It's a long track. Apologies for that. Next, a bassist-led band. Thank you. bassist was Don Bagley, and he wrote all the songs on this New York September 57 recording session that became a Jazz on the Rocks Savoy LP, one of only three he made as a leader, surprisingly. Donald Neff Bagley was a Kentonite for 3 years, 50 to 53, and a regular session bassist thereafter, but led his own band for a while from 54, hence this album. And Savoy rolled out some serious jazzers to help him on this LP. Phil Woods, alto, Eddie Costa vibes, but sometimes piano, Sal Salvador guitar, and Charlie Persip drums. That song, a Bagley original, had the amusing title of Miss D Minor. Well, amusing to me, that is. Very, very rarely do we go back beyond the 40s. Actually, very rarely before the 50s. This next one was recorded in 1927. Cornetist Bix Beiderbecke was the leader on this New York October 27 recording for OK Records. Bix is undoubtedly a legendary figure in jazz, probably the first white jazz man to earn the respect of the black community. He came to the public's attention in 24 with the Wolverines and later that year started with Frankie Trumbau's band. In 1927, Bix joined the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, but his, by then, serious alcoholism caused major problems and he was often unable to perform. He left the Whiteman Band in 29 and Bix died in the summer of 31, aged just 27. The song we've just heard, Royal Garden Blues, is regarded as one of his very best and clearly demonstrates his originality at that time. Bix cornet, Bill Rank trombone, Don Murray clarinet, Adrian Rollini bass saxophone, Frank Signorelli piano, Howdy Quicksell, what a fabulous name, Howdy Quicksell banjo, Chauncey Morehouse drums. And here's someone else we've never featured before on The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Thank you. Brazilian guitarist Baden Powell on his first LP recorded in Paris, April and June 64. Powell had been sent a plane ticket to go from Buenos Aires to New York for a bossa nova festival in November 62. He had to decline at the very last moment for family reasons, but, rather naughtily, swapped his ticket to one to Paris, and on arrival in Paris was an instant hit in the City of Lights. And this LP, Le Monde Musical de Baden Powell, was the first he made for Eddie Barclay. Roberto Baden Powell was always known simply as Baden Powell. So, if you ever have reason to look him up, he's under B for Baden, as in the German spa town. Alphonse Marcellier bass, Arthur Mota drums, Silvio Silveira percussion, Francoise Walsh vocal, and all backed by the Paul Marriott Orchestra. It's time for Ellington and a second Lennon McCartney song. Well, so far this week. We talked last week about Ellington's wonderful but more commercially orientated albums for Reprise, so I thought, let's explore those a bit more. All My Loving was recorded Jan 65 in New York for a Reprise LP called Ellington 66, and it was all of pop songs of the day, arranged in this case by Billy Strayhorn, to give it a Caribbean and really Afro-Cuban flavour, with much deeper meaning than Lennon McCartney could ever have dreamed of. It was the full Ellington band, reed section of Hodges, Procope, Hamilton, Gonsalves, Carney. Wow, and John Lamb bass and Sam Woodyard drums also deserve a mention. Piano bass drums next. Thank you. Recorded at the East Side Sound Studio, New York, June 2006, that muscular piano playing was by the diminutive and slight Chinero Yamanaka. She is now in her early 40s, so early, very early 30s when this was recorded. Japanese by birth and upbringing, as was obvious from her name, but now residing in New York City. Fiercely talented, a powerful player in every respect. That was also her own compo, Night Loop. Larry Grenadier bass and Jeff Ballard drums, both making their second appearance of the week. Pianist and arranger Gil Evans now. Thank you. Gil Evans's name is forever associated with Miles Davis, with whom he collaborated so spectacularly. Firstly, in the 48-50 period, which, amongst others, resulted in the groundbreaking LP Birth of the Cool, and then the late 50s into 1960, such gems as Miles Ahead, Porgy and Bess, and Sketches of Spain. Later in his career, Gil went rather electric and somewhat left me behind, but as a composer-arranger, he's certainly in the top echelon of the masters, alongside the likes of Ellington, Strayhorn and Mingus. Gil many times formed his own big band, but it never succeeded commercially. This was his first album as a leader, called Gil Evans and Ten, recorded September-October 57 for Prestige Records. Inevitably, different instruments to the accepted norm of the day. Two trumpets, one trombone, one tuba, one flugelhorn, an alto, a soprano, a bassoon, and the standard rhythm section of Evans piano, Paul Chambers bass, Joe Jones drums. Just one of those things. It's vocal time. And how true are these lyrics?
What made good Queen Bess such a great success? What made Wellington do what he did at Waterloo? What makes every Englishman a fighter through and through? It isn't roast beef or ale or home or mother. It's just a little thing they sing to one another. Stiff upper lip, stout fella, carry on old fluff. Chin up, keep muddling through. Stiff upper lip, stout fella, when the going's rough. Pip, pip to old man trouble and a toodle-oo-too. Carry on through thick and thin when you feel you're in the right. Does the fighting spirit win? Quite, 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 quite. Stiff upper lip, stout fella, when you're in a stew. Sober or plano, this is your motto. Keep muddling
This November 88 live recording has two titles. Maureen McGovern sings Gershwin, and the second one, Naughty Baby. This song, Stiff Upper Lip, is by George Gershwin music, Ira Gershwin lyrics, and appeared first in the 1937 film Damsel in Distress, and it was sung there by the lovely Gracie Allen. Her husband, George Burns, was also in the film, as was Fred Astaire. Back to this version. We know Maureen McGovern was the singer, Lou Marini various reed instruments, Jeff Harris piano, Jay Leonard bass, Grady Tate drums, and Mark Sherman percussion and vibes. It's the last one, I'm afraid, and it's almost 20 minutes long, so we're only going to get the first half or so, but it's the same consistently high quality throughout, so we'll get a real feeling for it. Recorded in Copenhagen, November 62, this is the John Coltrane Quartet. Coltrane tenor, McCoy Tyner piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, Elvin Jones drums. Many of the concerts of that particular tour of Europe were recorded in varying degrees of quality. Two in Paris, two Stockholm, Helsinki, Graz, Milan, and this double CD's worth of the entire Copenhagen concert. What else could it possibly be other than My Favourite Things?
Thank you.
Yes, I know. I really should have played the entire 20 minutes worth. Fantastic. As ever, huge thanks for listening, and I really hope you can rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.